guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, we're interviewing Alex Dry.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
She's an amazing influencer and social media marketing expert. She's also got a swimsuit brand. She travels extensively. And I feel like you have your finger on the pulse of what's trending with the new generation, millennials. And what generation do you identify with?
I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial for sure.
Yeah. I just turned 32, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You still read 20.
Old.
No. Hitting your 30s is definitely a thing. It's a different phase of life.
Honestly, yes. I feel like once I hit 30, I came to know myself a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And it brought a lot of new, fresh perspectives, even like with friendships, relationships, career, just everything.
Yeah, I think you get this confidence, a little bit of confidence starts to creep in that you didn't have in your 20s, where you want to be like everyone and do what everyone's doing. And then you realize, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Does that really make me happy?
So I don't even like to define myself as an influencer, to be honest.
Don't you hate that word?
I hate it. I think that maybe content creator, even entrepreneur.
Yes.
I prefer more. But I actually just fell into the space, to be honest. I was doing the background of social media marketing. So I started with Flipagram Musical.ly and then started working for TikTok. Mm-hmm. And that's actually when I first came to you.
Through TikTok.
Through TikTok. And I kind of got my foot in the game through that way, and then was behind the scenes for a long time and naturally grew a presence. Mm-hmm. Just because I love aesthetic and creating content, and then my friends were doing it. And then from there, I would say I really started taking it seriously probably about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. whenever I started my swimsuit line. And then recently, I also started a podcast. And so now it's kind of given me leverage to not only just post like cute photos, mm-hmm. but also be like, hey, there is a brand behind a face.
Right, exactly. What's the name of your swimsuit brand and your podcast?
My swimsuit brand is Drip Dry Swim, and my podcast is The Dry Diaries.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's exciting. So social media, I think when you're in it, you have a moment of truth where you realize that it's actually incredible the amount of power you can leverage from the free platform, mm-hmm. and the amount of reach you can have across the globe, right?
Right.
It's and you have so much ability to market yourself and develop a brand, grow a business, and it's all through these free channels like Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. Were you scared when TikTok died this year? When it died a little mini death and it may die again?
I think being on the backside of TikTok for so long, I wasn't shocked, to be honest with you. Oh. But I've always emphasized, I always tell even like the influencers I work with personally behind the scenes, really put emphasis on YouTube and Instagram, because YouTube is never going anywhere and it's the best place to monetize. Mm-hmm. But I was a little upset because if you guys check out my podcast, you'll see, but I love just deep diving into like random conspiracy theories. I like to call myself a CTD, a conspiracy theory detective. And so I get a lot of that from TikTok. Mm-hmm. So I was a little upset whenever, you know, it was gone for a couple of days, because I was like, where am I going to do my investigations?
I have a new conspiracy theory for you. I somehow got a really interesting, crazy fellow on my feed, and he's talking about how this year, the tomatoes are really terrible. If you grow tomatoes, then you know. Like, the tomatoes did not grow this summer, and the ones that are out there just not flavorful. They taste very dull. And he feels it's related to a satellite blocking the sun. And he says when the sun hits these days, and when you hear about this and you look and think about it, it's freaking true, that the sun hits with the hot white color intensity. Mm. Like, there's not that yellow, warm sun intensity that we're used to this season. And there's this funny heliotropism where flowers turn to face the sun. Mm. So this is the first year ever that sunflowers have not been turning to face the sun. So
interesting.
It's like there is perhaps a satellite up there that's deflecting sun rays, changing their color, changing how tomatoes are growing. And how bizarre that sunflowers are not migrating their beautiful heads to the sun. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that one?
I have heard about the artificial sun.
Yes.
So concept. I'm sure that's a similar concept.
But I did a deep dive and I was like, this can't be true. I was reading the scientific literature and it is true. The flowers were not heliotroping properly this year. So I have a podcast for you. It
I
sounds very
know.
technical. It's a little
No, it's
sciencey.
just once you get going, like you're saying, you're like, you just kept deep diving, you can't stop.
You
And then
can't,
you have
yeah.
to, I almost have to put like timer blocks for myself. When I start deep diving, I'm like, okay, Alex, you have 30 minutes on this topic and then you're done.
You did a really popular podcast on conspiracy theories for the LA fires.
I did,
The LA
yes.
fires were so devastating, and like, what were some of the big theories of why this spiraled?
So a couple of the theories were the way that the fires aligned. They were a little sporadic, and so they think that possibly it is for LA to prepare for Smart City LA.
Oh my God,
Have
really?
you heard of that?
No. What's oh, so they're gonna redo LA and make it a smart city?
So the
Huh.
transportation system aligns perfectly with where the
Where the
fires.
fire is burned out.
Yes,
Oh my
yes.
God, that's awful.
Yeah, it's so
That is
crazy.
awful.
And then also the blue color theory.
Uh-huh.
So it's really hard for, I mean, it happened in Hawaii. They can't penetrate through the blue coloring, which maybe you know information on this with your medical background, but there's something with the blue color. It's either its frequency,
In paint or in plants or what?
anything, honestly.
That fires can't go through them.
Yeah, so like
Oh.
recycle bins were left untouched in front of houses.
So weird.
There was different, I don't want to say like artifacts, but like items in people's homes that were blue that were left untouched. And also, it's crazy because China has been putting blue paint on their roofs. So we don't know if it's tied, but it's very interesting. It's so funny. It's just like a fun thing to do, but.
Yeah, like conspiracy. Well, I mean, I didn't feel like the way they evacuated people was done very well. Like for everyone to leave an area, how can you protect the area then anymore? And like the people who stayed behind, although it was a risk, were able to kind of use garden hoses and, stop embers from igniting entire streets. So
Yeah.
I think there is a lot of things we could have done better with
I know, I
that.
was just telling Dr. K, if you guys love conspiracy theories or just funny videos, follow Spencer Pratt.
Oh yes, he's funny.
He's covering all the fires, eating his burritos,
I'm
just doing the
sorry.
craziest stuff,
His
but he's
house burned down,
amazing.
and sadly, his house burned down, but he's like kind of really looking into all those theories, so.
Yeah, and he turned like something obviously very devastating into something positive. And I mean, your husband is the same way. I love a husband that supports his wife and just stands next to her and all that she does. And he really embodies that.
He does, and she's doing so well with
Yeah.
her new song that came out.
Yeah.
So,
I'm gonna have to have Spencer come visit you.
oh, I'd love to. We could give him a little glow up, dad
Yeah.
style. Well, back to TikTok. If TikTok goes away, would that be a bad thing? I mean, it's changed our lives. Everyone has been affected by TikTok, and in some ways, negatively. Like you go down that 3 hour scroll that everybody's done, and at 2 a.m. you're like, this is, you feel so empty and dead, but you're still doing
Right.
it.
I think that TikTok is not going anywhere. I believe that the TikTok that we once had is already gone, which is the algorithm that was in place with ByteDance. So during that transition phase, again, maybe a conspiracy theory, but who knows? During the transition phase of when they shut down TikTok for that day and a half, I believe it was a reset of the app where they took away the algorithm that was once there and replaced it with something new. Now they're waiting for
Oh, to be
a.
compliant with the U.S. standards, you mean?
Yes,
Oh, okay.
because they passed that law in Congress. So I believe to
That's the
make.
day they went dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it
Yeah.
was good publicity, although it was bad.
Yeah.
What'd you think of all the influencers crying and confessing? Was that just for stunt?
Who knows? I have no idea. But at the end of the day, I mean, the people that did reveal all their secrets, like, wow, now you're out there for the public, for
Little
everyone to
crazy.
see. But I do think that social media should be a place where people keep it raw and authentic and genuine. And sometimes it's not always the best side of you. And but that's what people want to see. We're all human at the end of the day. We all have our flaws. And I feel like Instagram is more of the highlight reel to your life, whereas TikTok is here I am. This is me. Let me cry. Let me vent. Let me
take
do.
It or leave it. Yeah. Let me be my crazy self.
Yeah.
I like that so much better. I feel like Instagram gives us a bit of pressure to perform. And like you said, you have to show up as the best version of yourself, and everything's all glam all the time.
Yeah.
It's very hard to live with.
Literally me, because my Instagram, I'm like, okay, how does my feed look? Is it aesthetic? Is all my presets good? The amount of time I spend worrying about that, which it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So superficial. So I think that I hope that TikTok remains.
Yeah.
Because I think that it gives that a little bit vulnerable side.
A little goofy freedom.
Yeah.
I hope Instagram becomes more like that. I've tried on my Instagram stories to just like, okay, here I am on the weekends. I'm not my perfect normal self. Mm-hmm. I have my sweats on. I'm walking the dog. My hair's messy. But then my kids will say, delete that, mom. That doesn't look good.
Yeah. No, I think it's so cute. I see like your little dogs and even your health tricks that you post.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, what else? I'm just have to be normal. I'm literally a person who loves my garden and my dog and my, like, you know, just relaxing, reading. What are you doing to de-stress these days?
De-stress. I'm very big into frequency healing.
Oh, with sound frequencies?
Yes.
I love that.
So every morning I put on 528 hertz.
Wow.
And I'll lay down on a PEMF mat. Mm-hmm. Or do red light. And that's kind of my way of decompressing in the morning.
Literally grounding yourself.
Yeah, actually grounding, because, I mean, it's a form of meditation in a way, but whenever I was just doing meditation without frequency behind it, I would tend to fall asleep, to be honest.
Yeah.
And this way, I don't know, it just really puts me in tune and different frequencies, you know, do different things. So I feel like that's one of my main ways of decompressing. What's yours?
Well, probably walking.
Walking?
Yeah. Like when my brain is really giving me stress, anxiety, or I feel a lot of challenge and cobwebs, getting a good walk, like especially outdoors, just clears it all away. You feel like you're just a part of the world, a small, insignificant part of the universe and the world. Like your silly problems don't matter. Like look at the glorious planet we live on. And I think just getting that nervous energy out to physically tire yourself. Yeah, when you tire the body, you tame the mind. That's what they say. So I'm trying to do that more. And then when I'm doing stupid stuff like, oh, I have to read all my emails, I'll just get on the treadmill. And that way I don't feel so bad that I've been staring at a screen for an hour because I've done 100 emails, but I did 3 miles of walking. And then I'm like, wow, I walked 3 miles. So I can actually like eat something and not feel guilty today. Yeah.
I feel like you're superwoman, honestly.
Oh, no.
The amount that you do and everything you've accomplished, I always look up to you so much because you have so many different facets and have so many different things going at once, and it's really admirable, especially as a female.
Thank you. So. I've worked really hard. I think it's nonstop, like, you know, that saying that you have to earn each day. Like, you don't just get a reputation and then you're done. You have to earn your reputation every day. And like you, I feel like you were me when I was the same age as, you know, doing all the things. Like, it's not easy to put yourself out there for visibility on social media or on a podcast or make a swimsuit line or all the things that you've done too.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're a mom. I met your mom and your sisters, the whole family. There's such a great Southern hospitality and warmth to you. And that really comes through.
Thank you.
But you have the work ethic. That's the hardest part.
I love working. It's hard to find one thing that I'm super passionate about. I think my most recent venture, the podcast, is something I'm going to put full 100% in and really go after.
That's great.
And hopefully expand it into something similar to Unwell, like Alex Cooper's doing, where I bring in other females or males that want to do podcasting and turn it into some sort of empire.
I know. Well, Alex Cooper did it. You can't.
I know.
You know everybody in LA.
Another Alex in the podcast space.
Exactly. Starting out. Well, I think you can definitely do it. Are you still doing the bathing suit line, Drip Dry?
So I'm actually doing a rebranding right now. The cool thing about my swimsuit line is I do have a utility patent, so it's you can basically take on and off body chains. You know, the little body chains you put
cute.
On.
Cute.
So I'm doing a little bit of a rebranding, restructuring, and then I'll probably relaunch it come 2026.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
And now you've been traveling. You've done 60 flights visiting more than 30 cities, and you have some investment properties you're running. So I really feel like you've taken your all your background knowledge and all your earnings, and you're putting them in all the right directions.
Trying,
right? So many people don't do that. But some of the smartest girls I know made a killing on TikTok or else on OnlyFans, and they like turned that into investment properties and turned that into Bitcoin dollars and things like that. Are you doing any fun investing?
I am. So to touch on the traveling first, because I do want to tell all my girls that I actually went through a breakup, and post-breakup, something I always wanted to do was get out there and take 6 months to myself and travel and also have some sort of income coming in while I'm traveling. So prior to leaving, I bought a little house and flipped it and turned it into an investment property, which I rent out. And then also did a little peer space situation, like a little studio setup. And then from there was able to travel as it was being rented out. But traveling is one of the most fulfilling and I guess eye-opening things you could ever do. And getting to experience different cultures and different places and different people, it really can bring a new freshness to if you maybe you're going through like a roadblock or trying to find yourself or want to go into a new business adventure. It really brought a new perspective to my life. So I 100%, if anyone is, you know, debating or going back and forth with the idea of, you know, I want to take this time to travel, but I'm scared of losing money, X, Y, and Z, I would say put that money aside, go travel. Because yes, you may not be making as much as you're used to, but the perspective you're going to gain, the people you're going to meet, and the things you're going to be opened up to is honestly
worth it.
Money can't put, you can't put a number on it, you know?
People don't invest enough in their time. Like you have limited time on this planet. Like why put off all the good stuff till your retirement age when you should be traveling now when you're healthy and vibrant and you're going to meet the great people. What were your like top three travel destinations you could recommend?
I would say anywhere outside of the U.S. was just amazing to go to. I do love the U.S., but there's something about the European culture that is just so different. They prioritize different things than we do, especially even the food is just so fresh. They walk everywhere.
Yeah.
They don't put so much emphasis on work. It's really about relationships and family.
And living.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm, like you said earlier, work ethic. I'm a work person. And so it kind of just was like, whoa, I really need to slow down and realize what's important and prioritize certain things. And then I, of course, come back here. I'm like, work. But it's a good reminder and it was a good time to take and reflect. But my top three were Greece. I loved Milos. And Mykonos was more party, but Milos was beautiful. I did love Spain. I went to Mallorca. I just love beach, ocean.
Yeah, so coastal, yes.
Yes. And then, honestly, I went to Croatia, and I think that's one of the most underrated places. No one really talks about going there.
I would love to go. Oh, it's have never been.
Beautiful.
That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
This year we're going to go to Egypt, which I thought was
so cool.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go.
The pyramids.
Yeah.
Everything, yeah.
Well, I wish you so much success with the podcast. Where can people listen to it, and what are your social handles that they can reach you on?
So the podcast is available on all streaming platforms. You can follow it at The Jai Diaries Pod on Instagram and The Jai Diaries on all other socials. And my personal Instagram is at Alex Jai with 4 Ys.
She is an inspiration and a boss girl. And I've learned so much from you, whether it's hair, makeup, styling tips, or also like learning how to really utilize social media as a big, powerful asset to grow your brand. I learned
Oh,
all of that from you.
thank
You're one of
you.
the first people that was like, you need to do this TikTok, Dr.
Yeah.
K. Like, honestly, it's the little things and the people you meet along the way that shape who you are. So I'm so glad you're part of my life.
Oh, I'm so happy to be a part of yours. And honestly, everybody always, whenever I meet them, oh my gosh, we add each other on Instagram. Oh my gosh, you know Dr. K? Like, can you get me in? I'm like, yes, of course. All my friends go to you now, but you're such an inspiration to me, especially, in the aesthetics world, but also just everything you're doing and having a family and
Yeah, oh
growing
my
a
gosh.
business. I've seen it grow so much since we met in 2017.
Yes,
So
exactly.
crazy.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. But you are going to be one of these days the most amazing mom, and I
Thank
see all
you.
this love in your future, so I can't wait. I
Oh,
can't wait to
wow.
introduce you to some cute guys too.
Oh my gosh, love, please.
Well, that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to check out Alex and her new podcasts. And I'm gonna definitely be on there. We should talk all
Yes,
about
we are.
anything you want to know about faces, plastic surgery, etc.
Yes.
And you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay, doing amazing things with people's faces. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.
Bye.